Greetings. I am enjoying the summer months of Northwest Washington. Our youngest granddaughter, Eleanor, has kept Bonnie and I busy and full of life the last couple of days. Another great sleepover at Gopa and Oma's house for the little one. Life is good. It is good to be grandparents, but especially good to be a part of a family that knows God and His love in many ways. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3. Many people shall come and say, "Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us His ways, and we shall walk in His paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." What does it mean to know the ways of God? Is it some form of information that we embrace in order to discipline our flesh to make actions we think God would make? I think that knowing the ways of God is a changed character. It is a changed nature within us that empowers us to demonstrate a life that is true to the character of God. God is a giver and not a taker. He doesn't need anything from anyone, but gives life, breath, and all things. I believe that knowing the ways of God is about being transformed from living for ourselves to living to give life to others. The way of God is always a matter of choosing life that brings life to others. It brings life to the world we live in. This is why we worship God. It brings life to our world. It is not because God needs our worship. It is because worshiping God releases the life of God to our world. When we give God His proper place in our lives are transformed to become like Him in our way of life. What does it mean to walk in the paths of God? I believe that the path of God is not a discipline of our flesh, but an empowerment of the Spirit. It is not merely a way of walking for our own sake, but a way of moving forward in life that reveals the testimony of God's love and life in every circumstance. Psalms 27, verse 11, "Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies." Proverbs 4, 18, "But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines even brighter onto the perfect day." Perhaps the smooth path is the path that causes no pain to others. Our enemies seek to cause us pain, but the path of God brings life. I believe the path of God includes the testimony of God in and through our lives, and it empowers us to move forward and even make a way that others can follow. It is the witness of the testimony of life. God's path is a path of justice that makes a way for life in the earth. It reveals the goodness and the greatness of God in our lives. The path of God is always a path of deliverance from our enemies. And it leads to a place of transformation and inheritance in Christ. The path of God in our lives always leads to life. Isaiah 43, verses 16 through 19. "Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are extinguished, and they are quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." What does it mean for the law to go out of Zion? In the Old Testament, Zion was the place that David set up his tabernacle for the manifest presence of God in Jerusalem. Zion was the geographical place of the stronghold of the Jebusites, a name meaning to trample or to tread upon. I believe that Zion represents the human heart. It is where the tabernacle of David is found. It is the place of the human heart that has been redeemed in Christ. What was formerly a stronghold of destruction becomes a stronghold of God's mercy and grace. God's presence is in our hearts. God's law is a law of love. I believe that knowing God causes our hearts to become a habitation of His love. Love for others, even as we are loved by God, becomes the rule of our hearts. What does it mean for the word of the Lord to go forth from Jerusalem? The name Jerusalem means vision of peace. The influence of our lives is determined by a vision of peace, a vision of our lives being one with Christ in heaven as we increasingly become the community of God in the earth. We become expressions of God's word in some way as a testimony of those who have a vision of peace, an increasing reality of being part of the community of Christ in the earth. We become transformed to influence the world as expressions of the people of God. We don't condemn the world. We give love and life to inspire all to come to the mountain of the Lord. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.